Bird's Eye Frosted Foods present Bird's Eye Open House, starring Dinah Shore, with her special guest, Alan West. Take it away, Dinah.
I love to roam out yonder, out where the buffalo wander. Free as the eagle flying, I'm roping and a-tying, I'm roping and a-tying. Give me my ranch and my saddle, far from the great city's rattle. Give me a big herd to battle, for I just love herding cattle.
Give me my bridle and saddle, and my old pinto I'll straddle. I'll get the cowboys a-ridin' up where the rustlers are hiding.
Allá en el rancho grande, allá donde vivía. Bueno rancho rita, que alegra me decía, que alegra me decía. Te voy a hacer tus calzones, como los usa el ranchero. Te los comienzo de lana, te los acabo de cuero. Give me my ranch and my cattle, far from the great city's rattle. Give me a big herd to battle, for I just love
El Rancho Grande.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Hi, you fellas.
Hi.
Oh, I'm fine. And welcome to the final session of this season's Bird's Eye Open House. Right now, Robert Emmett Dolan and the orchestra are busy putting slip covers on the furniture, and Joe Lilly and the chorus are seeing to it that the gas and the water are turned off. And coming over any minute to help close the shutters is our good neighbor, star of Paramount, Salty O'Rourke, Alan Ladd. Now, please, just a moment. And here is one of our most valuable possessions, already packed in camphor, Harry Mothproof Von Zell. How are you, Harry? Harry, how are you? Speak to me.
Hiya, Dinah. Well, I guess this is it.
Harry, what's the matter?
You know what's the matter. This is our last show. That's what's the matter.
Oh. Harry, honey, we'll all be back in September. After all, 3 months isn't such a long time.
Maybe not to you, but I'm not getting any younger. And I ain't been feeling so... Well, what I mean to say is, you never know.
Oh, poor Harry, I'm so sorry to hear that. Gee, maybe I better get in touch with Harlow Wilcox of Bill Goodwin or Ken Carpenter.
What? Wait, Harlow Wilcox Good? What are you talking about?
Well, you know, I might need a younger man.
Younger man. Look, Dinah, I just remembered something. I'll be right back.
Where are you going?
I promised to bring my governess in to see the show.
Good little Harry.
Yeah. Look, Dinah, I'm through acting now. I get straight.
Yeah, you can be Harry. Yeah.
I understand you've got quite a schedule. That's the way we say it in the upper classes. We have quite a schedule mapped out for yourself this summer. Playing army camps, hospitals, series of concerts. You're going to be a pretty busy little girl.
Oh, I am that.
Look, Dinah, when you get to New York, please do me one favor, will you? Be sure and give Mayor LaGuardia my regards.
Oh, well, I'll do better than that. I'll bend over and kiss him for you.
Bend over,
bend
yeah.
Bend over. Tell me, Harry, what are your plans for the summer?
You mean you haven't heard?
Well, no, I...
Oh, well, my dear girl. I thought it was practically spread all over. I'm making a picture at Universal.
You're making a picture?
Uh-huh. Is that funny?
Oh, no, no.
Dinah, listen, I don't understand this levity. Wouldn't you say that I'm a good bet for pictures?
Yes, if I got big enough odds.
I see. Well, it happens that the studios seem to think I'm a very good bet for pictures, I'll have you know.
Oh, they do.
As a matter of fact, they've given me my choice of a leading lady to play opposite. The choice is finally narrowed down now to two. I don't know which one to choose.
Who are they?
Flicka and Lassie.
My bag, I got my reservation, spent each dime I could afford, like a child in wild anticipation, long to hear that all aboard. Seven, that's the time we leave at seven. I'll be waiting up for heaven, counting every mile of railroad track till I get back. Never thought my heart could be so yearning. Why did I decide to roam? Gotta take a sentimental journey. Sentimental journey
Paramount, see if Alan Ladd is on his way over. Will you please carry on while I'm gone?
I sure will, Dinah. Well, now, ladies and gentlemen, comes the time
for... beg your pardon, but are you Harry Von Zell?
Harry Von Zell. I think I'll find... Yes, I'm Harry Von Zell.
Well, I know this is terribly forward of me, but could I have a minute alone with you?
A minute.
Yes.
Sister, you can have a couple of months.
Well, I've been listening to you for years, and this is the first time I've seen you in person.
Oh.
Judging by the way your voice comes over my radio, I pictured you as being tall, dark, and handsome.
Oh. Well?
I think I'd better get a new tube for my radio.
Yeah, well, what was it you wanted to see me about, Miss?
You can call me Dolores.
Oh, Dolores.
What can I call you?
You don't have to call me, just Whistle.
Well, Well, I came to Hollywood because my ambition is to become a famous actress, and I thought you might be able to help me.
Well, it happens you've knocked at the right door. I've done a lot of acting, you know.
Oh?
Tell me, have you had any training?
Oh, yes. When I graduated from the School of the Drama, they told me I was a well-rounded actress.
You certainly are. Yes, well, I... terrible. My mind isn't on the script at all, you know. I'd be very happy to help you, though. After all, my experience in the theater is a very broad.
Well, how did you start?
Start? Well, I had a wonderful part in a lavish musical extravaganza.
Huh?
Extravaganza. E-X. That's what we used to call it. As the curtain rose, there on the stage were 80 beautiful girls dressed as snowflakes. Then I come up.
What did you do?
I shoveled off the snow.
Well, I'm afraid you don't understand. I want to be a dramatic actress.
Drama? I've played drama all over the... And this thing I have learned all during your career as a dramatist.
Mm-hmm.
You must have one consuming passion.
For the stage?
No, for spinach.
Spinach?
Birdseye quick frozen spinach. See, that's the way I get that in there. No, but really, you can't help but like this beautiful green spinach, Dolores, with all the wonderful fresh from the garden flavor and the vitamins and minerals sealed in by quick freezing.
Oh, really? I don't see what spinach has to do with acting. The stage, after all, the plays, the thing.
You are so right. So right. The play... No, the play is the thing. And Birdseye spinach is the thing every woman makes a play for.
Oh, spinach. In the immortal words of Shakespeare, to be or not to be, that is the question.
Well, what's the answer? You have it wrong anyway. What Shakespeare meant was to clean or not to clean. That is the question. So women who don't want to clean get Birdseye spinach. And there's no cleaning, no washing or sorting. Birdseye's done all the work for you. You simply have to take those glistening green leaves of perfectly clean, perfectly delicious spinach out of the box and pop into boiling water.
Oh, now I'm all confused. I always thought that in order to become a really great actor, one has to suffer and suffer.
Oh, and you're right. You're right. I found that when I got my first big part, I found that an actor definitely has to suffer. I found that out the minute I walked out on the stage.
Really?
Yeah. Somebody smacked me right in the kisser with a grapefruit. Oh, it was terrible. But I told him.
Well, what did you say?
I told him to get some Birdseye spinach. See, I got it in again, didn't I? Well, Birdseye spinach goes much further, and there's plenty of it available. One box serves four people, doesn't take any ration points. Really, it's one of the most economical, convenient, and delicious treats anyone could find.
Well, I appreciate all you have told me, and now I shall go and dedicate the rest of my life to becoming a great actress.
Yes?
Yes.
Yes. And who knows? Perhaps someday, you and I... Do you think I sound like William Powell? Well, so someday, it's possible that you and I might make love on the balcony in Romeo and Juliet.
Do you know something, Harry?
What?
We could do much better in the balcony at the Paramount.
Well, what are we waiting for?
This arrangement of Stardust was made by Sergeant Ralph Wilkinson while I was in England last summer, and I had the privilege of singing it with the orchestra of a man who left a great musical heritage, Major Glenn Miller. Sometimes I wonder what I spend the lonely night dreaming of a song, the melody. And I am once again with you. When our love was new,
and each kiss an inspiration. But that was long ago, and now my consolation is in the stardust of a song. Beside a garden wall, when stars are bright, you are in my arms. The nightingale tells this fairy tale of paradise where roses bloom. So I dream in vain. Ever in my heart it will remain. My stardust melody, the memory of love's
Dinah.
What is it, Harry?
Dinah, inasmuch as this is our last program of the season, I want to talk to you about next season.
Well, what's on your mind?
Me.
You?
Yeah, I'm giving out with a warning right here and now. I'm through standing up here and taking all those cracks from your guest stars. Like when Frank Morgan told me I was so fat that if I turned myself into the butcher, I'd get enough red points to keep a restaurant and meat for 2 years.
Well, Harry, he was only kidding. You couldn't blame
him
for that.
Yeah, but he said it. There is a rumble of anticipation in the audience.
But they're not supposed to know about it until later.
No, I know, but I haven't forgotten the time that Frank Sinatra said that if I stood in front of Boulder Dam, you wouldn't be able to see Boulder Dam.
Well, what are you going to do about it?
I'm going to get rid of this frog in my throat, and then I'm going to go on.
Okay.
But I'm telling you, next season, the first guy who makes a crack about me being fat is going to get a punch right in the nose.
Hiya, pudgy puss.
Well, Harry?
Yeah, you distinctly heard me say next season.
Alan Ladd, welcome to...
Thank you, Dinah. And I'd like to express my gratitude for your kind invitation. Believe me, dropping in on you this way to pass the time of day is a pleasure long sought after.
Alan, I can't believe it was really you who said that.
Why not, pray tell?
Well, I don't know, but I was sort of prepared to meet Alan Ladd, the man who shoots cops and the lover who slugs his women...
Why, Dinah, surely you're joshing me. Why, I'm the very soul. I'm the very soul of chivalry. Permit me to illustrate with an antidote. It was but a fortnight ago that I was strolling through the country with a young lady. It started to rain. We came to a large puddle. I took off me jacket, spread it over the puddle, and said, "You first, my dear."
You really did that?
Certainly, I ain't no joke. I wanted to see how deep that puddle was.
Dinah, can't you see that he's kidding?
Oh, hold on, old fellow. Why, when it comes to social finesse, I'm without a peer. Dining out in a fine restaurant is where I shine. I order from caviar to crepe Suzette, and I know which wine to order with each course. Of course, I'm quite the gourmet.
I suppose you're quite fond of pheasant under glass.
Well, I don't mind the pheasant, but the glass gets in my teeth.
You know, I just can't figure you out. One moment you sound like a perfect gentleman, and the next moment you...
Look, Dinah, it's perfectly obvious the guy is a mug.
Me a mug? Well, I'll hit you so hard on the top of the head that you'll be using your tongue as a shoehorn.
Oh, is that so? Look, I'll make your lower plate wobble so much you won't even be able to get credit from a friendly dentist.
Say, Alan, please, stop this altercation.
Well, Dinah, I would not have altered had he not first cationed.
Alan, there's something about you that interests me. Tell me, how did you ever get to be the number one tough guy of the screen?
Well, Dinah, it goes back a long way. Back to the day I was born.
Doctor, what is it?
Mrs. Ladd, it's a boy.
Oh, did you slap him, Doctor?
I didn't get a chance. He slapped me first.
You don't mind, Mrs. Ladd, I'm getting out of here.
Oh, Doctor, did you leave a formula for the baby?
Formula nothing. You can start that kid on K-rations.
And that, Dinah, is how I got my start.
What about the neighborhood you lived in? Was it tough?
That wasn't so tough. Well, the ice cream parlor would only serve 3 Mickey Finns to a customer.
Alan, did you ever get in trouble with the police?
Yes, Dinah. I was just 6 years old.
Are you Mrs. Ladd?
Yes, officer. What's wrong?
Plenty. Your son, Alan, is in the city jail.
In jail? But the boy is only 6 years old. Why did you arrest him?
He was pulled in for playing hopscotch.
Oh, well, that's ridiculous. How can you arrest a child for playing hopscotch?
Lady, he hijacked the scotch.
Oh, that's very interesting. But what would you say was your most exciting escapade as a child?
Well, at the age of 8, I ran away to sea.
You ran away to sea?
Yeah. I ran away to see a burlesque show.
Well, what about school, Alan? Did you ever go to school?
Well, certainly. And I'll never forget my teacher, Miss Hildebrand.
Alan Ladd, I want you to tell me the truth. Did you put glue on Tommy Smith's seat?
Nah.
Now, for the last time, did you put glue on Tommy Smith's seat?
Nah.
Well, that settles it. I'm going to get up and give you a walloping. All right, I'm getting up. Oh!
See that? I told you I didn't put glue on his seat.
Alan Ladd, you're incorrigible. And another thing, I'm going to keep you after school until 5 o'clock because you don't know any of the questions.
Teacher, if you keep me until 5 o'clock, I still won't know any of the questions. But I'll guarantee you one thing.
What's that?
You'll know all the answers.
Well, just one more question, Alan. How did you get your start as public enemy number one of the screen?
Oh, believe me, Dinah, it wasn't easy. I went from studio to studio, and I couldn't get a break until... one day, I took matters into my own hands. I pull up over there, Joe, where it says Paramount Studios. Spike, keep your eye on the studio cop over there.
Right, boss.
Mac, you keep the hand grenades handy. And remember, when I say the word, we blast our way into the joint. Come on, let's go. All right, reach for the ceiling.
But I don't understand. What do you want of me?
Plenty. You're head of this studio, and I got you where I want you. I want a part in a picture. And I ain't taking no for an answer.
But the only part that's open is the character of a murderous gangster.
Well?
You're definitely not the type.
Oh, Alan, it was wonderful. Thank you for coming over and being such a good sport.
The pleasure was all mine, Dinah.
But now, let's get down to cases. I know that most of this hard guy stuff is just publicity. Between us, Alan, have you ever done anything really bad?
Dinah, I've never told anybody, but if you promise to keep this strictly confidential, I will tell you of a pretty awful thing I did once. I tried to forget it, but I just can't.
Oh, well, I promise not to tell a soul.
Well, I was only 19 at the time. I probably had the wrong friends. I can't go on.
Oh, Alan, what did you do?
Well, Dinah, I kept a book out of the library till it was 7 cents overdue.
Well, friends, you know, this is our last program of the season, and it's my last chance for a while to put a bee in your summer bonnet about bird's eye. But I think I won't tell you how wonderful they are and how delicious or how easy to serve. I just want to leave you with this thought. When you do reach into the bird's eye case for those swell frosted foods, just make sure the packages you pick carry the bird's eye label. Because, you see, there are many brands of frosted foods, but only one bird's eye. Only bird's eye gives you that famous bird's eye uniform top quality, that bird's eye flavor. And honestly, you'll really enjoy bird's eye frosted foods. They all taste so garden fresh you'd think you had just picked them out of your own garden. And they're all so easy to prepare. No cleaning, no sorting, just a little boiling and a lot of good eating. So for your own protection, look for the bird's eye label. Because remember, for the better buy in frosted foods, better buy bird's eye.
After D-Day, I worried until the E-Day. I've got my welcome well rehearsed, but first he'll have to cross the Atlantic to get to the Pacific. He'll have to cross the Pacific before he comes back to me. My love for him just grows stronger. The days and nights seem longer. I know what makes them seem longer, but that's how it's got to be. Every day just adds to my devotion. But until the day that they run out of ocean, he'll have to cross the Atlantic to get to the Pacific. He'll have to cross the Pacific before he comes back to me.
He'll have to cross the
Atlantic
to get to the
Pacific.
He'll have to cross the Pacific, but that's how it's gotta be.
Every day just adds to my devotion. But until the day that they run out of ocean, he'll have to cross the Atlantic to get to the Pacific. He'll have to cross the Pacific, but that's how it's got to be.
Before he comes back to me.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, all you fine people in the listening audience who have helped to make it such a wonderful radio year for us all here at the Bird's Eye Open House, thank you. A month or so before the frost is on the pumpkin, we'll all be back with a new fall session, and it would really be nice to have you with us then. We all hope that by the time we're beaming your way again, the little yellow men of the rising sun have had a total eclipse, and your loved ones are at home or on their way home to you. The best way to speed that up, of course, is those ever-loving war bonds. Thank you, and goodbye for now, everybody.
Speak. Speak for Gaines. No wonder Fido speaks for Gaines. G-A-I-N-E-S, Gaines Dog Meal. It's the complete meal to nourish every inch of your dog. Gaines contains everything dogs are known to need. Meat meal, vegetables, cereals, minerals, vitamins, everything. Prize dog breeders and veterinarians have recommended Gaines for over 15 years. Nourish every inch of your dog with Gaines. He'll speak. Speak for Gaines. America's largest selling dog food.
This is the National Broadcasting Company. Oh.
You're listening to KFI, Los Angeles, Earl C. Anthony, Incorporated.